came up with the idea that people creating good shit content on the internet are influencers, fucking role models of how to be, for fuck's sake. I mean, we have the people unboxing stuff and, you know, tapping their ultra-long fucking nails and all the pretty things that everyone needs to buy ASAP, or else join the ranks of uncool people, right? Influencers, I don't know, more like hired promoters. And then we have a lot of amazing people that are actually living and creating good shit content from that living and from their truth. And the thought leaders, artists, creators. But it's the whole idea of being a role model, an influencer, that fucks everything up. Like, look at me, I'm so fucking awesome, be like me. And at the same time, you're putting immense pressure on yourself to be perfect and act within some image you created of yourself. You become a slave to your audience and the algorithm. And that's the real trap. Once people start following you for a certain version of you, you feel like you have to keep feeding them that version. Even if you've outgrown it, even if it's no longer true, even if you've changed completely, it's like you're willingly making yourself stuck in a been there, done that world. You're just repeating the same shit, completely fed up with yourself, and you're blaming your audience, your clients, like they're not good enough for you. And if you dare to change, shocking, I know, you suddenly realize you're explaining yourself to an audience you created and not everyone is happy. You know, we've all seen it. These vulnerable, outraged videos, and if you're lucky, there's some drama involved and no crying, of course. When you choose to take on the responsibility of being a role model, you give your audience ownership of you. You know, you wanted people to admire you and how awesome you are, so deal with it. And yeah, you might believe you're being you and all, but no. You're always, always, always creating a version of you that pleases people. Because when you turn yourself into a role model, your life stops being your life. It is how it is. It becomes a performance fuckery of epic proportions, and you create the invisible barrier to your wild goals without even realizing. And I know you don't want to believe that. On the inside, you're arguing with me like, no, I'm still being me. I still throw myself at my wild dreams. But everything you do gets filtered through shit like, how will this land? Or will this create a drama chaos with grand exit statements and unfollows? And suddenly, you're not living anymore. You're not flowing. You're not being you. You're maintaining a fucking image. You're managing people's expectations of the character you created, of someone you once thought you should be. It's like a people-pleasing marathon, and you're going for the fucking gold. For fuck's sake, you're a wild entrepreneur. You're not made to be any one thing. You are made for mad adventures and wild goals. But of course, people-pleasing is a sound business strategy. The masses love people-pleasers and pay good money to feel good about themselves, even if it's not getting them anywhere. You see this everywhere. Fitness, health, spirituality, weak as fuck entrepreneur coaching. I mean, you know the crowd, repeating sound bites that aren't even true, following all the health trends that don't do shit except creating money for sellers. The fucking herd. And the wild ones don't play that lame little game. Okay? They don't wake up thinking about audience expectations, do they? They wake up thinking about adventures, wild goals, amazing fucking things they're creating, and you know, their latest obsessions. And the content? That's just the trail they leave behind. That's the real influence. These are the wild entrepreneurs that roll their eyes at fucked up ideas like niching down. Come on, you are the fucking niche. You are a category of one. It's the people that laugh at the very idea of being influencers. Seeing that shit for what it is. Infomercials on social media. Wild entrepreneurs aren't trying to influence anyone. They're just epic by default. They build cool shit. They are obsessed with adventure and wild fucking goals. They say what they actually think, okay? They change their mind when they change their mind without giving a flying fuck what others think. I mean, you can't, with all your mad genius inside, tell me with a straight face you choose influencing people over crazy adventures and wild goals. It's a mad fucking waste.